Of the international community last Wednesday, the 3rd of July 2024, to commemorate the Plastic Bag Free Day under the theme, Encourage Individuals, Business and Organizations to Adopt Sustainable Alternatives. In today's viewpoints, Kevin Bunda says, if adequate measures are not taken to effectively enforce laid down regulations, non-biodegradable plastic products will continue to pose a serious threat to the environment, and worse still, the authority of the state will likely be called into question.
Apart from global warming, plastic pollution is currently the most crucial environmental issue, arousing a great deal of concern among nations worldwide. In spite of the 2012 ban on the production, sale, and use of non-biodegradable plastic bags, plastic bag pollution in Cameroon is said to have doubled in the past 4 years to over 600,000 tons, with huge quantities illegally smuggled in from neighboring Nigeria on a daily basis. Besides, millions of additional plastic bags of less than 60 microns are produced illegally each year in Cameroon, with many people and households in urban areas using them. In the meantime, some supermarkets, bakeries, and pharmacies are to be praised for introducing environmental-friendly packaging following the government ban. The flimsy excuse those still bent on violating the ban give is that the government did not start producing other types of biodegradable food packaging materials in partnership with private companies as it had promised. In the Adamawa region, like in other regions of the country, these non-biodegradable plastic bags not only clog waterways, causing flood, especially during the rainy season, but also spoil the landscape. Furthermore, given that experts say they take about 1,000 years to break down, the result is that soil fertility is seriously affected. In the face of the disturbing situation, government officials have not only continued sensitization campaigns in the field, asking the population to replace single-use plastic products with more sustainable alternatives, like the use of plantain leaves and paper bags for packaging, but have also been multiplying crackdown operations in markets and other business spots to seize and destroy the non-biodegradable plastic bags. These efforts notwithstanding, it would be necessary for the government to ensure that laid-down regulations are scrupulously respected, alongside the payment of huge penalties by those found in possession of non-biodegradable plastic products. That apart, the government should be able to fish out and mete out exemplary sanctions to corrupt customs officials, especially at the frontiers through which the non-biodegradable plastic bags find their way into the country. As a matter of fact, if adequate measures are not taken to check the production, sale and use of non-biodegradable plastic bags in Cameroon, related environmental concerns will continue to raise their ugly heads, and worse still, the authority of the state will in a way suffer setbacks.
Kevin Bunda, station manager.